World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Don't you dare take the bait. Don't you dare. Don't you dare take the bait. Don't let him do it to you. Hey, Spencer, pull up Fear Sheep. Pull up that there. You got it online. Huh? Tom Renz posted this. Once you stop being afraid, the control ends. Is that ever it? Huh? That dog. We talked about fear yesterday. Have you ever wondered how just one little dog controls so many sheep? Huh? Fear, because not one of those sheep want to be the first one to step out of line. Hey, don't take the bait. Don't take the bait. Listen, I want you to know this. Come on now. Come on now. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. What you saw yesterday at the Board of Elections was not a repudiation of Donald Trump and MAGA. No, it wasn't. It was blue states being blue states. That's all it was. That's all it was. Can somebody rattle for me out there? New York, right? New York, a city. You think New York City's conservative? I mean, they went far left Muslim. That's what they did. Is anybody surprised that New York City stayed blue? Anybody shocked? Anybody? By the way, who ran against him? Who ran against that man, Dommy? Huh? Cuomo? The homo? Are you kidding me? So the alternative was Mandami or Cuomo? Boy, that's lefty-lefty, isn't it? That's lefty and far left. Folks, nothing. Virginia? Oh, my goodness. Winston Sears lost in Virginia. Virginia, friends, is a blue state controlled by Washington, D.C., Alexandria, all around Washington, D.C. That's Virginia. That's Virginia. Somebody tell me someplace else out there where it was a huge upset, where a huge MAGA candidate got upset. Can anybody name one for me? No, folks, because it didn't happen. Blue stayed blue. But what they want to try to get you to do is believe that everybody is now against MAGA. Come on. Don't swallow that. Come on. Don't swallow that. Now, we know this. Probably, if the truth were to be told, probably we would find out. I'm going to go there real quickly. I just got somebody text me, see if I... Imagine the state of the world if everyone simply asked God to use them for his will every day. What would it look like, huh? What would it look like? So here's what's going on. The left, the God-hating left is all in. They're all in. Because they understand that their time is short. That's the way I view it. They understand their time is short. They're all in. They're going to claim victory. They would dance around and say, everybody hates Trump. Do you know that Winston Sears, the black lady who ran in Virginia and didn't win in Virginia. Did you guys know this? Did you know Donald Trump didn't endorse her? Wonder why. Could it have been he understood the politics of Virginia, that she wasn't going to win, and he wasn't going to be attached to a loser? Could it be? I don't know. She didn't win. Oh my goodness. Trump was repudiated yesterday. Well, if you won't believe that, go ahead and put that map back up there. Put the map up there again, folks. Spencer, you had it up there before, but I'm sorry. Not that one. United States, there, right back. Look at that. Folks, that's still today. Now I want to point out something really, really important for you. That's happening and you ain't getting it yet. You still ain't getting it. Look at Minnesota. Look, can you circle that, Spencer? Huh? Up the top there, Spencer. Yeah, see it? Look at Minneapolis, Minnesota, and their control of the free water, free of the fresh water at the Great Lakes. Vinny, that'd be a boom. Can you say boom out there, Vinny? There it is. There it is. Huh? Folks, it's inner cities. It's all America. America ain't blue. I'm sorry. It ain't blue. But we also know this, and I'm not going to dive into it because it doesn't really matter. See, blue always wins because they control the, what do they call that? The machine, the political machine. They control the political machine. And if you still think voting's not rigged, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Look, come on now, friends. Just look at that map. Look at that map. Look at where you live. Because wherever you live, you better know this. A lot of red people around you. A lot of red people around you. Yeah, you're right, Rochelle. California doesn't look good, right? That's L.A., San Francisco, right? It is what it is. Stop being afraid. God's not giving us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Don't take the bait. Blue stayed blue. Can I tell you why blue stayed blue? Especially in New York City. People want free stuff. They want free stuff. The easiest thing to do is to blame the rich, because all the poor people know what they would do if they had all the riches, all the rich people's rich stuff. And so what does Mandami come in there and say he's going to do? Well, he's going to give you all free stuff from the rich people. Who wouldn't vote for that? What idiot wouldn't vote for that? So I want to get beyond that, okay? This is what's going on. The map's red, baby. Map is still red. I don't know what happened in your local elections. Can anybody out there explain to me how any idiot out there could continue to vote for tax increases on their property tax? What the hell is wrong with somebody that they would go out and vote for to raise your property taxes so they could build a new school? Really? Really? Can I tell you something? You know me, it's the great failure of the church. It's a great failure of the church. We have a government that's killing babies, that's supporting and endorsing transgenderism, homosex, every perversion that you could ever imagine of, and Christians are picking one of the teams and voting for one of the teams when it's really two of the same teams. So blow up number 7 for me real quick here this morning. I got a lot of stuff. Really, I was going to come on today and say, what's on your mind? And I'll get this written out of my mouth, and I'm going to say, what's on your mind? And I'll come back to it. Okay. Whoa, Michelle dropped something upstairs. 2 Thessalonians 2. Bear with me here a second, okay? Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together with him, we ask you, this is a new King James. Don't be so soon shaken in mind of trouble, either by spirit, the word, or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Time out a minute. Does anybody know when this was written? Because they thought at that time the day of Christ was here. Does anybody know when it was written? Spencer, that'd be a good idea. Google that real quick. Find out when was Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, when was it written?
First century.
It was written in 51 to 52 AD. Okay? And already back then, they were worried about the second coming of Jesus. And Paul said, stop being what? Don't be shaken. I'm troubled as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed and the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is God, called God or is worthless, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. That's a sign. Remember when I was with you, I told you about these things? Remember that, Willis? And now you know, scroll down, Spence. And now you know what is restraining? That he may be revealed in his own time. Watch this. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. When was it already at work? What was that, Spencer? 70 AD? The mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he's taken out of the way. 70 AD? And then the lawless one, 50 AD. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the mouth of breath of his mouth, destroyeth the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all unrighteousness, deception among those who perish. Look, because they didn't receive the love of the truth. Time out a minute. Very pertinent, important question right now. Does the average person you know love the truth? I'm going to let you ponder that a minute. Because they did not receive the love of the truth. Politicians tell people lies because people want to hear lies. We don't have the love of the truth, even in this queue. You want to hang on to what we believe. If somebody shows us something that's not true, we don't want to believe it. We don't want to believe the truth. We want to believe what we've always believed. Hang on. Because they didn't receive the love of the truth, God sends them judgment. Read that. Are you reading that? God sends them a strong delusion. Who does? God does. He says, all right, you're going to believe that crap. Okay, higher. Take some of this too then, and then take some of this. You're going to believe that? You're going to believe that stuff? You don't love the truth? You're going to believe that stuff? You're going to believe the government can give you stuff? Okay, well, go ahead then. Go ahead. I'll give you more government. Give you more government. Go ahead. You believe that stuff? God's going to send them strong delusion if they believe a lie. That they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in doing stuff that wasn't right. I'm just going to stop right. That's where we are, friends. What we're seeing is the judgment of God. Does that mean the rapture is coming? I don't know. I'm going to tell you this. I never get up in the morning and think about the rapture. Never, ever do. I do get up in the morning and think about, golly, I'm going to have a heart attack today. Possibility I'm going to have a car wreck today. I mean, but I never get up and say, Lord, is this the rapture day? I never do. You can if you want to. But what we're seeing is the absolute exposing of evil, and the whole creation's groaning, waiting for the manifestation of sons of God. The Christians are supposed to be in charge of the government, friends, not the communists, not the Republicans and the Democrats. The Christians are supposed to. But we have Christians voting for abortion, for candidates who will kill babies. But somehow, family planning has become a political issue. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at something right here. Pull up a Planned Parent email. It says there, Planned Parent email. Let me see which one it is. I'm going to let you get in here a minute. I promise you I will. Which one would that be? That's not it. Yeah, is that it? No, I'm all messed up here today. All messed up. So don't take the bait. Don't take the bait. I got a lot of stuff to show you today, and we'll show up. Shut up. Now, I'm going to play this, and then I'm going to open it up, okay? Bring number 8. Pull up number 8. Chad Prather. I'm neither here nor there with I have no feeling about Chad Prather. I know who he is. I don't know him. I know who he is on the internet. But other than that, I'm not endorsing him. Nothing. Go ahead and play it.
I was thinking and praying earlier, and I was curious, what would Jesus say to us? Like, if we could audibly hear his voice, what do I think he would say to us right now? And if I could be so bold, I think he would say, my children, don't lose heart. He sees the chaos, he sees the fear, the division, the loneliness, he sees the ones who are carrying the pain behind the smiles, the weary who just keep on pressing forward even when nobody notices. He sees you, and he's not distant. We think the world's falling apart, but he would tell us that it's actually being revealed, because what's built on sand must crumble so that what is built on him can stand. Don't fear what's shaking, because he's the one who shakes it. And return to your first love, not the noise, not the headlines, not the endless opinions of men. Come back to the quiet place. Come back to the Word. Come back to the simplicity of following Him. Because He never asked us to be perfect. He asked us to be faithful and obedient. We're not forgotten. We're not alone. We were born for this moment in history. And when the world grows darker, we're supposed to shine brighter. And when the love grows cold, we're supposed to burn even hotter. And be the salt, be the light, be the voice that refuses to echo fear. I believe one day He's coming, but until then, He's with us. Every breath, every battle, every tear, keep your eyes on Him and not the storm, because the cross still stands and the tomb is still empty and His kingdom is still not shaken. And I think that's what we need to be encouraged with today. I love y'all. God bless.
Amen. Well said, Chad. Well said, right? And so if we get our minds, Jesus told us we could see that. Last night we had this great big moon. What did they call it? A beaver moon or something last night? I think they called it beaver moon. Huge, huge moon. Jesus said, you can sit on your porch and see the storm clouds building, know it's going to rain. Says, you hypocrites, why can't you discern the signs of the times? And those of us who carry the name of Christ, dudes, we're supposed to be in control. We're supposed to be in control. The church, God's people. Well, hang on. Oh, I got so much. Anybody want to come in yet? Anybody want a strong delusion, man? Strong delusion. One more thing. Pull up number 9. Go ahead and play it.
John F. Kennedy was short-circuiting the New World Order. He had ordered the printing of constitutional money, United States notes, which would have destroyed the Federal Reserve, which is not an agency of the United States government. It's a private corporation owned and operated by the world bankers, controlled by the Illuminati. And its purpose was to destroy the middle class in this country and thus our economy. You see it unfolding now. You are seeing, and I predicted this well in advance, you are seeing the destruction of the economy of the United States. And it will continue. It will not get better. Downhill from here on out. Unless we nationalize the Federal Reserve, lock up the criminals who own it, cancel the debt, which will then bankrupt the Illuminati, which is exactly what we ought to do, print constitutional money, which cannot be usurped, which cannot lead to our destruction, and go back to what we're supposed to do, and quit contracting for benefits. We're escaping from the laws of nature. There's a terrible consequence for that. You can't contract for somebody else to keep you alive. You have to be responsible within your life to keep yourself alive. And if you can't do it, then you have to die. That's the law of nature.
There's something the elites are trying to keep from you.
All right, there we go. Huh? What is our government? What does our government become? Our government's become the provider. For how many Americans is the United States government the provider? And so how many days are we into the shutdown, the government shutdown now? Somebody help me out there. How many days are we into it? And the country's still running. Now, we have people, we have millions of people who are on the government dole. On the government dole. And they're voting for bigger government because that's how they get fed. That, folks, that has to come to a stop. I don't know how you do it. That has to come to an end. Okay. I'm going to pause a minute. Somebody... say, oh me or oh my. Come on in. Come on, Rochelle.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning. Since you brought up the shutdown, I think it's day 35, something like that.
We've had a month without the government. We seem to be doing okay. The only people who are doing bad are the ones who depend on the government to eat. Would everybody agree with that? Everybody else seems to be pretty much doing okay.
Well, I think it's... I would think of the planes, the air traffic control. Okay. I think that is inconvenient for people who need that. But I'm not getting on a plane, so it doesn't bother me. I grow my own food, so that shut down with the, I've never been on food stamps, y'all. But that isn't, food stamps should be, or whatever this is meant to be, should be to fill in a gap. It should not be for people to depend on.
Life. By the way, Rochelle. It's up to the church to feed the poor, not the government.
Go ahead. Amen. And I saw this TikTok, somebody, something. I'm not usually a scroller, but this I got put in my feed and I watched it. And it was this woman who was complaining about not getting her money. She got like $4,000, something ridiculous per month because she had six kids, all with different dads.
Wow.
Okay. And she's complaining about not getting her money. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, she's got her nails done. She's got her hairs done. She's got long, the fake eyelashes. I'm like, what the hell am I missing here? This woman should be taking care of her children. Should not have maybe spread her legs to six different men. I mean, I'm just saying hurtful things, I know. But that's the reality. People need to hear the truth. And she should have a job. You know, you shouldn't be out there worried about getting your hair and nails done while you're living on government money. That's what makes
And she's driving a BMW.
But no, well, listen, let's say she's not even driving a BMW. We have removed morality from government, folks. Until we see that the separation between the church and the state removed a common sense of morality.
One more thing.
It rewarded sin. It rewarded sin. There is no consequence anymore to having a baby out of wedlock. The government will take care of it. And then people say, that's why I got to kill the baby because I can't afford it, which is baloney. Huh? It's baloney. They can afford it. We pay for it. Oh, the devil's so good. Jack, come on in. Maine up there in that hellhole in Maine. That hellhole up there in Maine. Come on, Jack.
Jack.
Yeah, the coach, subsidized. If you subsidize.
If they feed you, they control you. Go ahead.
Or if they pay your bills, whether it's your solar panels in your town, or the farmers getting subsidized, or anything that subsidizes compromise, because you're not going to vote against the people that are paying your subsidy. It's not just the welfare. They stand out like a sore thumb. But
Jack,
there's all kinds
Jack,
of stuff.
We let our
government get out of control.
Jack, we had intelligent people. I think intelligent. I could be wrong. We had intelligent people in the Columbus, Ohio area who voted to raise their property taxes. Can somebody explain to me how any clear-thinking person could ever do that? Yeah, tax me more. Yeah, please, tax me more. I mean, it's that's where we are, right? Why? Because, don't miss it, God is sending them a strong delusion.
Hey, Coach, one other thing. The heat pumps, everybody's got heat pumps, but they got them because they were subsidized. They were offset the cost. You got a refund on your tax return on investment in you, so you are the slave, and now they can turn your heat pump off.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Yep. Come on, man. It's the same thing with food stamps. Look at the people dependent on the government, right? Dependent on government. Now, I'm going to make this prediction. Now that the election is over, they're going to open the government back up. That's what they're going to do. Joanne, come on in.
Just a little statement. Do you believe they actually voted for that?
No. But I don't want to get into another conspiracy. Folks, look, you understand in these blue states that the machine controls the ballot boxes. They control everything. They control everything. So that's the point Joanne's making. But until we get, well, that's a whole nother issue. You know, President Trump is trying to get back to same day paper ballots. We'll see. You think the Republicans will vote for that? Hell no, they ain't gonna vote for that. Nobody wants to vote for that. They want to rig it all. Arbisco, come on down. You're the next contestant.
I think it was yesterday, day before. There's an article that since the rebates or the government funding for electric vehicles have gone away, that Ford is stopped making the F-150 Lightning.
Yep. How about that, huh? When they quit sending them a check for buying that electric car, they quit buying that electric car. Isn't that something? See, folks, if the government gives you a subsidy, they control you. They control you. Hey, Spencer, quickly, Google, excuse me, How many Americans are on food stamps or wealth, whatever? How many Americans are on SNAP? Is it SNAP what it is? Is that what they call it? How many Americans are on SNAP benefits? 42 million people. 42 million people are getting paid for food, are being fed by you and me. 42 million. 42 million. By the way, what did I see? 29% of voters turned out. 29% of voters turned out. 41.7 people receive government handouts. How do you think they're going to vote? Teresa, come on in.
I want to tell you.
Hang on, Teresa. Teresa, hang on. Hang on. By the way, all 41 million of those are being told that Trump's starving them. All 41 million at Trump, he's taking away your food. Wonder how they're going to vote. Go ahead, Teresa.
In Summit County, they voted for every single tax raise. And then beyond that, they voted to give Summit County Council the power to tax our properties. Even if Ohio abolishes it, it's now part of our charter that they can tax us 3% increase every single year. And my e-poll book was not secured, but nobody cared when I called it in. They said, oh, we're sure it's safe. Never put out a zero report. Nothing. I called that in. We're sure it's safe. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's crazy, you guys.
It's crazy. Spencer, pull up License or Liberty. Pull that up for me real quick. I'll get you right here, Paul. Hang on a second. License or Liberty. So when explain this. Can you explain this, folks? This is Licensing Liberty, Murdoch versus Pennsylvania. No state shall convert a liberty into a license and charge a fee, therefore. If the state converts a right into a privilege, the citizens can ignore the license and fee and engage in the right with impunity. These are, by the way, these are court decisions. Right, Jack? You don't need a driver's license. So the fact that you don't need a license, how do we come up with fishing license, hunting license, driver's license? Drone license, barber license, tattoo license, message license, travel agent license, contractor license, marriage license, camping permit, construction permit, solar panel permit, livestock permit, street vendor permit. No state shall convert a liberty, a freedom to build a house into a, have to get permission to do it. That's where we are. Good, Dr. Paul.
Yeah, I'm going to post this. And I mean, we're talking about just a little bit of fraud by not having to show a license to vote. But I posted it. It's an incredible expose on the multiple layers of fraud that exist in our system. And it wasn't just the Dominion system, and it wasn't,
Spencer, click on that's in the chat. Go ahead. Keep talking, Paul.
You know what? Just if people could go look at it, it's kind of in-depth, but I think people need to understand what this. Can you imagine in Maine, because Maine is a pagan state full of Karens.
Blue state.
Now they can just call up and say, my neighbor is disturbing me and has a gun. Go take their guns. Red flag laws. I want you to think about how crazy it's going to get because everybody in Maine has a gun.
Spencer, can you click on that, please? In the chat, Paul Goslin, he posted something. Let's peek at that. Do we want to play this, Paul?
Go ahead. Oh, it's long, Coach, but it's worthwhile listening.
Okay, so if it's long, then folks, go ahead and grab it there. Pull it out of there. Folks, I was looking. I went and voted like everybody else did yesterday. I went and voted. And can I ask you a question? Do you think those people running for office are running because they're just noble and they want to serve? Or are they running for the benefits associated with it? We know that, right?
How about making all of these positions? I told Michelle, I'm going to run for, what are they called? Township trustee. Does anybody know what a township trustee is? Township trustee. Well, we voted for three of them yesterday, whatever that means. Spencer, I'll see how good you are. How much does a township trustee make in Ohio? A township trustee. See, in Ohio, we have a little township. We have counties, then we have townships. Townships are different than counties. How much do they make? In Ohio, a trustee makes, I saw it yesterday, $60,000 a year. The township trustee's salary in Ohio, $60,000 a year. The township trustee. What do they do? Do you think that guy wants to be township trustee? He's doing that because he wants to make sure that the grass gets mowed alongside the highway. You think that's why he wants to do that? You suppose there's some good reasons why he wants to be township trustee, and it ain't got nothing to do with you. Huh? Jeff Klein ran for it a couple times. Come on in, Jeff.
Yeah, I don't think I really want to be no part of that crap no more.
What would they have paid you, Jeff? Do you know if you'd have won?
Well, the county commissioner was $60,000. And the full benefits, the perks were amazing.
Yeah.
Just incredible. But the township trustee that got on the commissioner board, he told me right to my face when I was promoting Pastor Neil Peterson for governor, he said, well, what experience does he have? He's never even been a township trustee. I'm thinking, oh, goodness. That was an excuse. But lately, here's what I've seen just in the last few days or weeks. In here in Knox County, they now have a mobile, like a transit van, mobile van for voting. They're going to drive around and get votes. It's like, it's all decorated up. It's just ignorant. Then yesterday, that scene where they were wanting to pass a bill here in Ohio that if a cop pulls you over, listen up, Paul Goslin, if a cop pulls you over and you don't identify who you are, boom, you're arrested right now and taken to jail for refusing. Because you can't ask no questions. You can't ask, well, why you pull me over? If you do not comply with them, they can cuff you and take you to jail.
Yeah, you can't even drive if you don't have a license to drive.
Well, they can now.
What do you mean they can now?
The foreigners driving semis, they don't have to have, they don't have nothing.
That's different, dude. Yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
When the cop pulls you over, what's the first thing he asks for? Your driver's license. What if you say, I don't have one? Come on, man. Come on. Wake up here. Little bit.
Give him your passport card instead. That's all. Hand him a passport card.
Now you have to. Now when you go fly, you have to have a federal ID now. Federal ID. Yeah, federal ID. Can't get on a plane anymore. No free. No liberty. Traveling is a liberty. Wow, Dale.
Coach, I'm sorry to hear about that, and taxes up there in Ohio. You know, that the only people that's frustrating to are people who own land. Because the people, right, the question is why in the right mind would somebody vote for this? Because think about those smart cities and all of those apartment complexes where people are renting from, and they have no clue, no understanding. So they don't care. It's just another way of getting back at them people who own stuff, right?
That's
so
right.
The people who don't own property are voting for property tax. Does this make, this is crazy. And this was one of the key reasons why we had a civil war. And it was over this property tax thing.
The main reason, taxation.
Exactly, because prior to that, if you didn't own any property, you could not vote. Period, man or woman, it didn't matter. And so what we have now, Coach, and see, this is in, we last year in Louisiana, it was the first time in my district that the taxes got shot down. Well, I'm thinking now they're going to go, well, we haven't dumbed them down enough in school, because the same idiots that live in those apartment complexes that think they're not paying property tax, the person who owns those apartments is paying property tax. And what is he doing? Why, he's just raising the rent. Coach, he's not paying it. The tenants are going to pay it, and they don't even see it, and they don't understand. But you know what? They don't care. You know why? They're on Section 8 housing.
Hey. See, folks, when they give you stuff, they control you. Hey, I noticed something yesterday. Thanks, Dale. I noticed something yesterday when I watched a little bit of the replay of yesterday's show just to see if I said some of the things that I'd been accused of having said. Yes, I did, by the way. I want you to know something. Sometimes I'm looking here. I have a computer over here. All right. of a computer over here with data and information over here. I look up in here. I'm not looking at you. I'm looking up on the screen because I see you on my screen. And I look over here because I see whose hand is raised. So if it's distracting, say, he doesn't look, he isn't looking at me. Look, folks, I'm listening, but I'm reading 16 different things here as I'm doing it, okay? So it was distracting to me as I was watching me not look at you. That's why I'm doing it. So as you're talking to me right now, so if I say, come on in, Paul, and Paul comes in and starts talking, I'll start looking over here and over here. It's not that I'm not listening to you. I'm you with me? I'm looking at my monitors, my data here, trying to see what's going on. So I just wanted to explain that to you, that, you know, did you ever want to say to somebody, hey, will you look at me? Well, so I felt that yesterday when I was watching me and doing this. Scratch my beard off. Huh? It's just a nervous habit. But the looking away is not disrespect. I want you all to know that, okay? Joe Allen, come on in. Now, I said that. Now I'm going to look up here. Go ahead, Joe.
I wonder why the polling offices in New Jersey and New York, some of them got bomb threats and they were closed down. How did they get a full tally on the votes of these people that were running yesterday?
Because they already knew what the tally was.
That's correct.
They already knew what it was going to be. Come on. Hey, Jack, come on in.
Yeah, Dale hit so many things on the head right there. You know that you're the word guy, Coach, and voter ID is not the legal requirement. It's proof of citizenship, right. But we don't even talk about that. And who is supposed to take care of that? The registrar of voters in your town or your county. They're supposed to prove you're supposed to prove to them that you're a citizen. Not that you have ID. We got it all backwards. It's the words. And yep, my people right. are destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
Change the words, change the world, right? Huh? Change the words, change the world. Pull up number one. Play number one for me real quickly. Hey, friends. Spencer, do me a favor. I'm sorry, all over the place. Pull that red-blue map up again. Pull that red-blue map up again. Folks. Look at Texas. Wonder why that thing is blue down there at the bottom. Look at Minnesota. It's all Islam. Look at East, West Pennsylvania. What the hell's going on in Pittsburgh? Wheeling. What the hell's going on? Right? See, those things are blue because those are big cities. Where everybody's packed in and nobody can trace what's going on. All right, Spencer, what did I tell you to pull up? Well, I told you something. I don't remember what it was now. Yeah, yeah. Hey, friends. A Muslim mayor in New York City. Does anybody out there remember 911? Anybody besides me? Anybody remember that? Religion of peace. Anybody remember that? Look what's going on up in Minnesota. Go ahead, play this.
Islam is the fastest growing religion. They are not growing by conversion. They are growing by procreation. While we are aborting our babies, while the feminist movement is telling young women that you're an entrepreneur and you don't have time to have children. Then we have transgenderism that is mutilating the body of the West. So now we're not having babies and the LGBTQ ideologies, but we know Adam and Steve can't have babies. The West is declining. Our replacement rate is at 1.6. Islam, on the other hand, every Muslim family has 5 to 6 babies. Muhammad commands a man to have 4 wives. You do the mathematics. The West ends up with 1 baby per family. The Muslim family ends up with about 7 to 16 babies. It's not looking too good for the West. Christianity doesn't just grow by conversion. We actually grow by procreation. The first commandment given to Adam and Eve was be fruitful and multiply. God commands every married couple to have babies. 2 ways of making Christians. One is called evangelism, what I'm doing now. The other one, it's a different way. It's called the B's and the C's and something else. And I'm not going to tell you how that works. There are 2 ways we grow the church. One by conversions, one by procreation. You actually get to evangelize in your bedroom. If you have 1 baby, have 2 more. If you have 2 babies, have another 2. Why? We are called to multiply. That is Islam is.
Wow. Wow. When's the last time you heard your pastor stand in the pulpit and tell you to have babies? Have babies. What did he say? The fastest way to evangelize is by birth, not conversion. We have Christians voting for abortion. Christians. I'm just curious, Spencer. Is abortion legal in Iraq? Just check and see. Is abortion legal in Iraq?
It's not legal in Iraq. It's not legal in Iran either.
Well, abortion is largely illegal in Iraq. Really? So the Muslim world's having babies, and we're voting for abortion. My. Randy, come
on. That's a boom.
That's a boom. Just go to Minnesota. Just go to Minnesota. Go ahead, Randy.
Coach, here, I'm going to say it again. Try to sit where God's sitting and see this picture. See the earth. See all the peoples and all this. I don't think he's scared. I'll tell you why. Because when Abraham had Isaac and Ishmael, okay, Ishmael, he told Hagar, hey, you're going to be a great nation too. Thank you. Now look, that's not who he brought his seed through, okay? He brought his seed through Isaac. We understand that. But, Coach, God said, guess what? They're going to be a great nation too. So it was in the plan, Coach. Now, I don't know how far the Islam's going to take America. I mean, let's look. Maybe they're going to outbreed us, okay? But maybe, Coach, maybe they're going to be the new Christians too. How do we know? See, we're looking at ethnicity again, and we're letting fear come in. But look, when they become Christians, they're 10 times the powerful Christian that we see. Wow. They are all in, lay down their life totally for Christianity. So maybe, Coach, maybe they're going to Christianize the United Nations, the states back into God's. So I don't know. I'm not trying to say I don't see a problem here. I'm trying to say we think we understand it all, and we may not.
Well, is that ever the truth? We don't understand it all, do we? In fact, can I say this? We won't even fight for what we do understand. Jeff.
Coach, that's going to be my point. The 10 years ago, Osama Dakdok told us all this. This was coming. 2% in this country, then 5, then 10, 30. Like the other countries, they're at 30, 40, and 50% Muslim control. They invade slowly but surely, the frog in the pot. But here's the problem. And Randy can be right on that. But here's the real big problem. Most of these churchgoers that call themselves Christians won't even speak to a Muslim about Jesus. That's what Osama Dakdok told us. We got to be able to witness these guys. That Muslim I spoke to at the auction house there last summer, in his full garb, kneeling down at the entrance of the car auction, 50 people sitting around, Americans. And this idiot was over there on his face praying at the door jam of the auction house. And I went up and spoke to him. I was trying to explain to him about Jesus, that Muhammad is a false god, Allah is blah, 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 you know what I mean? And they all sit around them chairs. When I got done and walked away, they go, JC, what did you say to him? They were all scared to death. Then I went up to the owner of the auction, informed him that now the guy's out there walking the perimeter of the fence praying. I said, Brad, you going to do anything? Or are you more worried about if he might spend some money here today? Mm-hmm. Nobody said a word to this dude.
Yep.
I did see him a couple other times after that in the parking lot, and I tried to talk to him, but he wouldn't talk to me. He would not talk to me.
Amen. Jeff, Christians are afraid to talk about the Lord. Come on in, Joseph. Hey, Spencer, get ready with number, which one is it? Ray Comfort. Get ready with that one. Go ahead, Joe.
If you want to see what Muslims will do for infiltration, look at two European countries, England and Germany. You go visit over there and see what the Muslims can do to your country.
Hey, Joe. We promote sex, not children. sex has become a an activity, a what would I activity? What am I looking for? A recreational activity. Sex has become that. That's what it's become. Marriages fall apart. Christian America. Marriages fall apart. For better, for worse, richer, and poor, in sickness and health, give myself unto you for as long as we both shall live. The Lord said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. Churches won't even say a word about birth control. Don't even say a word about it. Don't even say a word about it. Crazy. So Ray Comfort here. Go ahead, Ray. Why the church is filled with false converts. Go ahead, Spence.
What we've done in our country is we've run around saying it's easy to become a Christian when Jesus said the opposite. So all you got to do is ask Jesus into your heart when there's no such thing in the Bible. The Bible speaks of repentance towards God. The Bible says, without holiness, no man will see the Lord. When David stole another man's wife and committed adultery and then had him killed, what did Nathan do? Come up to him and say, God has a wonderful plan for your life. What's that got to do with anything? David had sinned against God. He had broken the commandments. So Nathan gave him a little story about a man who stole another man's lamb. And when David said, that man will stole fourfold and he will die, then Nathan said, you are the man. Why have you despised the commandment of the Lord? And David said, I've sinned against God. And then came the gospel. Then came, nevertheless, you shall not die, for God has put away your sin. And we live in a nation of adulterers and blasphemers, people filled with bitterness and hatred, with no fear of God before their eyes. And so to run around saying God has a wonderful plan for your life has got nothing to do with anything. We need to do what Nathan did and be faithful and confront them about their sins. And we can do it if we do it in love and in gentleness and do it like Nathan did it. Start in the natural, then swing to the spiritual. Talk about Judgment Day, the reality of hell. And then you'd say, nevertheless, you shall not die, for God has put away your sin. We bring the gospel. Say, nevertheless, God, who is holy and just, whose wrath abides on you, is rich in mercy, and he provided a Savior. God became a human being, Jesus of Nazareth, perfect, sinless man, the express image of the invisible God, and gave his life on the cross to take the punishment for the sin of the world. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might be made righteous in the sight of God. The wrath of God's law came upon him, so we could have mercy. God can commute your death sentence because of that suffering death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. What you have to do is repent and trust alone in Jesus. And that's the problem that's happened to our nation. Evangelism has dropped the law in its gospel proclamation. It doesn't diagnose the disease. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, said, if you fail to use the law, you will fill the church with false converts. And what we've done in our country...
All right, so when I grew up with it, they told me it was a substitutionary death. Does anybody remember those words? A substitutionary death. Jesus died a substitutionary death. Meaning what? Well, here's the substitute. He did it in my place. I deserve death. But I had a substitutionary death. He subbed for me. He subbed for me. He was my substitute. Somebody had to die. He substituted for me. He said, I'll go do it. I'll be the substitute dyer. I'll be the substitute teacher. We don't teach that. That's what exactly what it is. We teach grace, not law. Law is the schoolmaster. The law, the Bible says, the law is the schoolmaster that drives us to repentance, the law. When the cop pulls you over, he says, rolls down your window, like, I see your ID. He says, sir, I have you booked at 65 and a 55. He presented the law. I broke it. He has record that I broke it. And what am I going to do? He's going to give me a ticket. I'm going to have to pay. I got to pay a fine. Because I broke the law. And there's no substitutionary fine. I guess my son could pay it for me, or my daughter could pay it for me, but somebody's got to pay that fine. You know, guys, you know that's true, right? And everywhere you look, people you come in contact with every day. Wages of sin is death. They got themselves a big fine they're going to have to pay. Yep. Yep. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is substitutionary. He'll pay your bill. But we're told we're not even allowed to call sin sin anymore. You're not allowed to tell a gay man he's going to go to hell. Not allowed to do that. That's not loving. Coach, you got to love them into the gospel. Really? Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, the Bible says. But if you don't fear the Lord, you ain't very smart. I get up every day and prayed over my wife this morning. Nobody knows what lies ahead of us. None of us do. Lives of our children and our grandchildren and those we love. There isn't any one of us listening right now that's guaranteed, the Bible says guaranteed tomorrow. Some of you listening right now could be dead tomorrow. Could be dead tomorrow. And then what? Then what? Best life now? Prosperity gospel? Where's all that stuff go? And we've lost sight of the fact that Christ came and died because why? We sinned. And that sin required a payment. The cop pulled you over, said, look, dude, you did this and this and this and this. I did. All right, here's your ticket. We don't even preach that. We call pointing out sin being judgmental. Who are you to judge? He's coaching football. Guys want to run out on the field with their shirt tails untucked. I said, whoop, tuck in your shirt. You're not going to go out there representing us with your shirt tail hanging out. Tuck it in. Oh, you got special colored shoestrings on your shoes? Go change your shoestrings. We all look the same when we go out of here. You ain't more special than anybody else. Those were rules and guidelines. And they went out there with orange shoestrings. They didn't play. So they changed their shoestrings. God's laws are protective. They're put in place to keep us on the straight and narrow. And we have so many people today who aren't on the straight and narrow. And we tell them a gospel, tell them how much God loves them. When in fact it says the wrath of God abides on them. The wrath of God abides on them. They are in some serious trouble. We tell them how much God loves them. And they love that message because they love themselves too. Why wouldn't God love them? Huh? I love me. Why wouldn't God love me? My mom loves me. My wife loves me. Why wouldn't God love me? We don't get it. They have totally, radically transformed the gospel on us. Jeff, come on in. Jack, get ready. Go ahead.
Quick story. So here's an example, Coach. Coaching high school baseball at East Knox. Everybody says, oh, East Knox school's great. We love our schools. They're so good. We blah, blah, blah. So the boys and the girls ride the same bus. High school boys, varsity team. We get on the bus. All the boys are on. You know how it is. You try and focus them on the bus ride, ready for the game. The girls start getting on. I'm standing at the door outside the bus. Girls getting on, and their belts are unbuckled. Their pants are unsnapped and a V shape in the front. Open. Every girl getting on the bus. I've had a coronary. So I went to the administration, Ryan Golowitz, athletic director. Now he's a principal. And I went to their head coach, the girls' softball coach. And I lit this thing up. Oh, my goodness. Now, they did make them comply and buckle their pants up and close everything up. But the next day on that next game, the girls give me the dirtiest looks. Yeah. The dirtiest looks.
It's why wouldn't the mom and dads, Jeff, teach the girls to be modest?
Yeah, it's just
why wouldn't the daddy stand up and say, you ain't going to walk out here with every boy on that bus looking at your twat, huh?
I was the bad guy.
Sorry for the rough line. No, I'm not sorry for it. No, we don't teach any modesty. We don't teach modesty to our girls. You kidding me? That's a whole different subject. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, I love that you're focusing on the law. The law is what shows us what's right or wrong. How you deal with it is whether it's grace or mercy. So Paul was the example. He knew the biblical law because he was a scholar. He knew the law of the synagogue of Satan, and he knew the law of Caesar. And he used it appropriately for given situations. The ethics didn't change the situation changed and he used it appropriately. He knew to invoke the law when it was necessary. And if I talk to people about the law, they want to shut down. They don't want to know what the law is. You've done it a number of times. Article 1, Section 10, no state. First Amendment, no Congress, no law. We don't understand the law. If we understood it at all, we would be able to stand our ground. But we don't, because Hosea 4:6 again, my people are destroyed. They're not just broke. They're destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
We don't even teach the Big Ten anymore, Jack. We don't even teach the Big Ten anymore, right?
Oh, because that's judgmental, and that's offensive. I'll piss on you.
So, well, see, here's a problem, folks. We don't recognize demonic infiltration. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. We don't understand there are people who are in control who don't want the gospel. They don't want the gospel. And they say it because they say they want to appear to be kind, right? We're not judgmental. We don't want to make people feel bad. It's all about feelings. No. Post the Ten Commandments up there so they'll know that your father and your grandfather and your great-grandfather and your great-great-great-grandfather all followed those rules. Those were the rules of our society, tradition, and we're going to continue to put them up there so that our children know, don't lie, don't steal, don't covet, don't commit adultery. But they all know it, that we all agree these are the rules of our society. But what? People went and voted for school levies that teach immorality to the children. They went and voted to pay more money to schools yesterday. There are two schools around us here who voted yesterday to build new buildings. Christian people, build a new building to send your child to where the name of Jesus is illegal. You know I'm telling you the truth. You talk about a strong delusion. Pull that back up there, Spence. Strong delusion. Which one was that? Huh? Yeah? And for this cause, huh? And for this cause, God will send a strong delusion. They believe a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator. That's it. Sun position, the devil, Beelzebub, the spirit of the Antichrist. Anti means against Christ. The spirit of Antichrist is against Christ. The spirit of Antichrist is against Christ. We are Christians. We promote Christ. We have an adversary, the devil. He is the Antichrist. Christ. See, quit thinking that the Antichrist is going to be some world figure that shows up, although that may be. You are sending your children into an Antichrist environment when you send them to public schools. And not only do you send them into an Antichrist school system, you pay for it. They pay for it. And then people go to the polls and they vote to pay more to the Antichrist. Paul, I'm telling him the truth, aren't I? I'm just telling you the truth. Telling you the truth. So you want to know what the problem is in America? Look at yourself. Let's all take a good evaluation of ourselves. How come we don't go and demand from our pastor that he starts talking about some of this stuff? Hey, pastor, let us become the watchdog of the school board. Let our church become the watchdog of the school board. Oh, no, coach, we're tolerant, diverse, and loving, and who are we to judge? And it's a perversion of the gospel. It's a perversion of the gospel. Anti-Christ. Anti-Christ. Anti-against Christ. Hey, don't take the bait. The world did not turn blue yesterday. America didn't turn blue yesterday. They're lying to you. See you tomorrow.